And I don't have this information, but I will tell you from my practice that the wear and tear of aging that one normally sees in the population over 65 is greatly exaggerated in the cancer survivor population in terms of physical inactivity, obesity, and just a different approach to psychologically to the concept of developing cardiovascular disease. So I wonder if we are not only seeing anthracycline effects here or other cardiotoxic effects, but we are seeing the cumulative effect of a higher rate of traditional cardiac risk factors in these patients imposed on them by the burden of surviving breast cancer.
Could you elaborate on that? Are you saying in terms of lifestyle or how they're managed?
Yes, I think both. I cited the example before about this concept of lymphedema and how women are specifically advised not to exercise because they've had radiation therapy. And so the prime directive I give to my patients when they ask me, how can I age gracefully? Well, it's exercise. So there's a very concrete example of how management after breast cancer therapy can predispose to sedentary lifestyle and greater prevalence.
I must say, that does not resonate with my experience. I mean, this is maybe the bias of practicing in an academic center with a, in general, younger, more affluent, and better educated patient population. But that would more or less describe the Upper East Side as well. I got to say that, and with Craig Earle, my colleague at the Farber, we have looked at SEER and looked at health issues in breast cancer survivorship. And while you can't be Pollyannish about these things, I'm actually impressed at how healthy many of our survivors are. And they almost never smoke. They are very sensitized to issues of alcohol. They often have diabetes, osteoarthritis, other problems. But I would not say that that seems in excess of what you see in the general population. I bet if you looked in almost any other cancer clinic or any other general health clinic, you would find more of those. One would have to look, but your description doesn't resonate with my experience.